that time being. An ancient Buddha said, "For the time being, stand on top of the highest peak. For the time being, proceed along the bottom of the deepest ocean. For the time being, three heads and eight arms. For the time being, an 8 or 16 foot body. For the time being, a staff or a whisk. For the time being, a pillar or lantern. For the time being, the son of Zhang and Li. For the time being, the earth and the sky. For the time being, here means time itself is being, and all time is time. All being is time. A golden 16-foot body is time. Because it is time, there is the radiant illumination of time. Study it as the 12 hours of the present. Three heads and eight arms is time. Because it is time, it is not separate from the 12 hours of the present." This is the first paragraph. This translator makes half punctuation. This what happened with this the text? It's given out. Any of you wish to bring it, you can bring it in. And I want to make an assignment, a reading assignment. I want you to read it. And usually, how when we practice, like Soto school, that the main practice of Soto school is like just to shikantaza. In a way, yes, and in a way, no. And Dogen Zenji, how Lord, this kind of wonderful Dharma treasure, and even in this one particular fascicle, then I want you to check on how many places he urges us to study and practice hard and penetrate and realize and see what really life is. And I want you to count how many places he says that. All right? And I was reading it, and I myself was kind of, it hit me, see? How strongly he urges us. Well, of course, you don't have that, the Japanese version. So he can't maybe quite get the tone of his voice. But you can pick them up, see? And I want you to count. And along with the text, I want to articulate such places and how he emphasizes the importance of your revealing awareness, you know, insight. Not just doing shikantaza, go no place. So, I want you to be really alert and what he really wants to communicate with us. This was written in 1240. Yeah, 1240. How 1240 was still he was in Kyoto. This which I think, as the Shobogenza, relatively earlier writings. Even though this is numbered 20th of 75 Shobogenza Fascal. The 75 edition, huh? It's listed as the 20th. So, a little than earlier part, the 40. I don't want to get into too much of those chronological the structure of the Shobogenzo. But in a way, it's kind of important. At least I have to mention that that Genjo Koan, when he wrote that and how it happened that he replaced that Genjo Koan, Fascal of Genjo Koan, as the first Fascal of this 75 Shobogenzo edition. Right? As you know, Genjo Koan was written and given to that lay person, Yo Koshu, who lived in, in Kyushu Island, northern part of Kyushu, around Hakata. Sounds like Chinese, but maybe it's in the Japanese. Huh? And he wrote it in the Japanese. As far as the name goes, it's like a Chinese. Could have been the descendant of Han China Chinese. Could be even a Korean. At Genjo Koan, it's very important. And Dongenzenji said just that the year before, I think I talked about this when I talked about Tsuki, previous Koan, and Shobogenzo. Huh? Just a year before he died, he praised that one, say, as the first Fascal of that Shobogenzo 75 volumes. Then he wanted to write another 25 Fascals to make it 100 altogether, but he couldn't do that. And we know this Dongenzen's intention because he writes the very last Fascal he wrote, say that the eight awareness of the great person, and in other words, Buddha. That was the last Fascal he wrote, and at the end of that, he writes that. Say? And actually, not he, but Kōgun Eijōzenji writes it, and he couldn't finish it. So, how Shobogenzo is important. And when we talk about this Shobogenzo, I don't want to talk about how I think and how I feel and how I read. But I should like to share with you that our ancestors, predecessors, there are a bunch of old commentaries as well as contemporary commentaries. I want to share some of those, especially that of Senne and Kyogo. Priest Senne was a disciple of Dogenzenji, and Kyogo is the successor of priest Senne. So oldest and most reliable commentary regarding Shobogenzo. So mainly I use hadana, that one, if any part that I want to quote. Then we appreciate how together. And this is really kind of fascinating. Maybe you skimmed through this at least once. How to appreciate together. And this Uji. Time being, my translation, I have to say something about this translation too. But before getting to that, as a title, also this I talked about this before, Sanna Shobo Genzo, this priest Senne, writes about, like Dongen Zenji, wanted to have it, like Shobo Genzo Nehammyo Shin. Huh? Genjo koan such and such. So, in other words, in this the case of Uji, Shobo Genzo Nehammyo Shin Genjo koan Uji. Then, what does this mean all about? Then, Shobo Genzo and Nehammyo Shin and Genjo koan and being time. What is these relationships? Eh? Uji is some part, a small part of so-called that Genjo Koan, then which is Shobo Genzo Nehammyo Shin, or this Uji no Maki, the first call of Uji, is also the Genjo Koan by itself, which is the Shobo Genzo. And which is the subtle mind of that nirvana. And of course, the Dogen Zenji's intention is that latter one, see? This Uji is not something, a small portion of something else, but this is equal to all these other titles that what Dogen Zenji wanted to indicate. And this is a very important thing, no? Then actually, so this is the style of Dongen Zenji's writing, that he always says everything at the beginning. In other words, when you really understand what Dongen Zenji is talking about at the beginning, actually, so you understand very well so what's all about coming through. And I want you to keep that one in your mind. Then see what he said. And actually, this is the 8 pieces enumerated at the beginning. Now this is he enumerate 8, but then further he adds certain things. Along with it goes on, another important thing is that I don't want you to think that said that these enumeration of 8 of them are not related to the life of each of us, rather the opposite. Actually, it's in all these 8, whatever they are said 8 kind of aspects of the life of each of us. And if we lose that point, then this, even regardless and how carefully you read, doesn't mean much. We are not arguing here about, what is the relationship between space and time, or existence and time, the relationship between them. No, we are not interested in that kind of thing, say. We can leave those to philosophers. at here, the name Uji. So, you know, what this Uji means as the Shobo Genzo, as the Nehan Myoshi, as the Genjo Koan, and as Uji. So, relating the translation, how to translate that Uji. Now, for the time being, that's a wrong translation. That's a wrong translation. And this is the kind of very, very hard, this particular word. First, I thought, see, then this and the translation, but everybody translates like this. See? Even some translate like sometimes. Sometimes such and such. Sometimes such and such. Sometimes such and such. And I don't know, for the time being, what's really the difference between sometimes and for the time being? Anybody can tell us precisely what the difference?
For the time being is a period that's occurring now. Sometimes is something that happens at various times.
And for the time being implies that something else is coming that might even that might be better or some possibility of a value difference.
For the time being, it's also a kind of limited time, right?
Yes.
Not time being such and such, time being such and such, time being such and such. But here, the Dogen Zenji says clearly, so Mr. Tanahashi, he Kazu is very sensitive about the language, so maybe of course, in the footnote, it says something else. See, for the time being, end quote, here means time itself is being, and all being is time. And my thing is that what kind of time is that? How we understand it? Just by thinking, see, time is all existence, and all existence is nothing but time. Just by thinking, doesn't mean much, see? Then what's this time mean? And that's what the priest Senne mentions it, see, in that Gosho. That's what I briefly tell you. When I understand, see, like sometimes such and such, or for the time being such and such. See, you and time and whatever it's mentioned, these all become separate, right? And he says, that is not the time that Dogen Zenji mentions here, see? And he says that this time, this Uji means a whole 10 directions are nothing but Uji. And other than Uji, there no other thing exists. He said, he used the word ho, no other dharma, no other thing exists other than Uji. In other words, Uji, being time or time being, is nothing but that. And he mentions Genjo Koan. He said, then at the beginning of Genjo Koan, it says that, Shoho no Buppo naro ji says, all dharmas are Buddha dharma. They are such and such and such and such, such and such. Huh? And he says, this Uji, being time, is to be understood in the same way. That is to say, when the all dharmas are Uji, Buddha dharma, see? When all dharmas are Uji, they are such and such. In other words, this uji, that ji is to the na uji is to be understood as same as the Buddha Dharma. And I read the commentary of Kishizawa Ian Roshi, and Kishizawa Roshi here interprets that this uji, especially that ji, uji, the same thing, uji and ji, as the Buddha nature. Again, the Buddha nature and the Buddha Dharma. But this is a very important point, though. But that's what I mentioned at the beginning, that we shouldn't just think of these, and for the time being, such and such, enumerating eight of them, nothing to do with the life of each of us, but rather the opposite, see? These are all very closely connected with the life of each of us. So because of that, this uji is nothing but the Buddha nature, or Buddha Dharma. What's that Buddha nature, see? How about our true nature, our life? It's the Buddha nature, see? That's what he mentions in that first paragraph, followed by this, this enumeration. Isn't it to study in the same way as that of the 12 hours in our life? That means, but the 12 hours means 24 hours, no? 24 hours in our lives. In other words, in our 12 hours, and what's happening is to be same as that of this uji enumerated and this at the beginning, which is true. Even that first one. Stand on top of the, it's translated as the highest mountain, doesn't necessarily mean to be highest mountain, the higher mountains, no? What's that mean, see? We have a nice koan that we can refer to that. Maybe I'll do it harder than that. I will appreciate a little later. This, then the second one is going deep in the ocean. And when we said, and think of these, so the first two, relates to our actions, see, the conduct. Standing and going. Usually, how we summarize it? Gyo, Ju, Zanga, these four major kind of categories of activity. Gyo, standing. And Ju, moving, going. And Za, sitting, and ga, lying down. So here, among these eight, how these first two are relating to the action. So this action, relating to this, let me mention this for you. When we had that Genjo Koan, I mentioned at the fifth successors of Eheji, that the Gyunzenji, how he gives the comment on that Genjo Koan, any of you remember? He's summing up all that spirit of Genjo Koan, he gives that the jakugo, the capping phrase, jakugo, and he says, kore nanzo, what is this? You remember? That's his jakugo about Shobogenzo, no? Kore nanzo. And he makes the jagngo on this uji. He says, yesterday, the jaw fixed. Today, unfixed. Well, we'll talk about this more. Huh? And another jagngo by priest Honko. This is interesting. The Genjo Koan, Gyunzenji, what is this? And Honko Sho says, Shashu Tokyo, putting Shashu in front of the chest. That's what his jagngo about the Genjo Koan. And his jagngo on this case of Uji, he says, Zanga kinhin. Zanga, za, sitting, ha? Ga, lying down. And kinhin, kinhin is like that kinhin we do. And he's kind of missing one Jew standing. Zanga kinhin, ha? When we think of that four major phases of our life. So, but of course, and since it's mentioned in this on the first line, maybe even you can say that maybe he's purposely mentioned and dismissed it in order to let us to pay extra attention to what's really going on here, see, standing. And what's this all about? Right? So Uji. So instead of saying for the time being, just being time, anything, everything, see, all existence, and ji. But time, but it's not that the time that we think of, but it's the time which is considered to be the Buddha Dharma, or the Buddha nature. In other words, no, Uji. See, that life, or the Buddha nature, or even we can say Mu. Here, see, Mu appears to be Uji, see. Then that Uji is standing. Uji is going. This higher mountain, which it stands for. Deep in the ocean, which it stands for. Which it stands for. Relating to our action, no? Then the next, see, the sons are happy. Three heads and eight arms. Of course, this is like her protectors, guardians. But how many heads do we have? Or how many arms? Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva is said to be having thousands of eyes and thousands of arms. Now, this is not, again, someone else's description, no? But, see, each of us, how many heads do we have? As a son, as a man, a woman, and a mother, a daughter, friends, or even from morning to night, how we use, again, just arms, it's a figure of speech, you know? All these activities.